Most of you know that Allison and I were missionaries in Albania for 10 years. Abby and William both were born there, and we were blessed with the opportunity to go back and spend 17 days in the city that we served in for 7 years, and almost 3 weeks in the country. So, Ardhya Yon Midish Yush Nuk Ishte Ekot. Our coming among you was not in vain. Now, this isn't just about this summer. This is about all the time that we spent there. So we saw a lot of things in Albania this summer. Where is Albania? Where is Korça, Albania? Okay. Do I have too many things in between me? Fortunately, it's on the earth. That's a really good thing, because Jesus asked us as Christians to go into all the world and to share the gospel. Albania also happens to be in Europe. It happens to be on the Balkan Peninsula. And Korça, Albania is right down here. Sorry for those of you online, I can't use the laser pointer on the computer. So, Korça is right there. That's the city that we lived in for 7 years. Korça is a city that is about, when we were there, around 40,000 people. It's probably dwindled down. We left in 2014. And it is currently probably around 20,000, maybe less. A lot of people are moving to the capital. There's more jobs there. There's more possibility to grow in your income, to grow in your networking, and to have a stable life. So living in Korça, which is about 3 hours from the capital, kind of isolates you a little bit. Look at this. This is a picture of the city of Korça from a mountain that's close by. It has a cross on it, and we would often, when we lived there, walk up to the cross and be able to see the city, pray over the city. It was some place that was really cool to take people when they came on campaign so that they could see the entire city laid out before them. Just keep that picture in the back of your head for later on, because you'll see it again. We were blessed to live here. We were blessed to work here. When I was there, I thought about the church in Nebraska that we had been at for the time that we were in college. I thought about people there, and I prayed for people there. We left Albania 2 years before we moved to work here at Southside. Every day, I pray for people that are in that city there. I pray for them, and I miss them, and I wish I could be with them. And when I was there this summer, I prayed for all of you, and I missed being with you. That's how we're supposed to feel. When we're away from our family, and as Christians, we are family, we should want to be back together. Because ultimately, that feeling that you have when you're away from someone that you are a part of in Christ, that feeling is a longing not just for that person, it's a longing for heaven. It's a longing to be with God. And that connection is what each of us has as a Christian. And so, missionaries or third culture kids like mine, they live in two worlds. You live in the world that you serve in, or the country world that you were born in, and then you live in whatever your home culture, your home country is. And it's hard because your heart and everything is split into two places. And you wish that there was like a teleportation device that you could use so that you could get up and you could go to work and you could go to Bible class in Albania and you could come back and you could go to Bible class here and you could do everything. And that feeling is a desire to have what we have in Christ and what is promised to us in heaven. So when you feel that, it's a good thing. One of the awesome things that we got to do while we were in Albania was spend a few days at family camp. Now, I'm going to back up real quick to this one. Family camp doesn't happen in Korcha. Family camp happens over here, just north of Saranda. Thanks, Ben. Over on the, actually on the coast. Yeah. Not quite that far up, but yes. This is not the Adriatic Sea, but this is the Ionian Sea. The beach is mostly rock, small pebbles to large stones this size, and the water is crystal clear. And you can swim for as long as you want to. You don't get tired. The salt level in the water is really high. It's super easy to float. And so a majority of the time is spent on the beach. In fact, when we were starting the camp and trying to figure out where we were going to have it, a huge selling point was, hey, this church is going to send us to the beach for a week. We had kids that were going and telling their friends, you can go to the beach because that's a big thing. And not everybody can afford it. And we just ask them to, you know, hang around for Bible studies a little bit. Family camp is, we'll do one Bible study in the morning, and then basically the rest of the day is fellowship time, eating together, and going to the beach together. So, life at camp, here at WCYC, if you go to camp in Wisconsin, life is going to center a lot around Robinson Creek, which is the water that runs through camp. We swim in it in the afternoons. There's baptisms in it. We hear it going down the falls. That's kind of the heartbeat of camp to me. Here, the heartbeat of camp is the waves on the shore. We've got baptisms. We've got prayer time. Fellowship. And we have fellowship. So, family camp there is about building those relationships. It's about having a connection that makes someone miss those that aren't there. Now, the guy that's there that doesn't fit in with our family, that's Chimmy. He is the first Albanian minister that we worked with when we lived in Albania. And he is one of our best friends. That picture was taken a day or so before he came to the States with his oldest son so that he could start at Oklahoma Christian this fall as a freshman. I was speaking and visiting for a men's day, the day that his son was born, getting ready to move back to Albania. What is it that draws us to tables? Food? Yeah. And over that food, we have the ability to talk and to share and to build those connections. There has to be a level of trust, too. And that's something that some people get to experience when they go to camp, specifically family camp, because this doesn't happen as much at other sessions when we have smaller kids there, although some of those kids are pretty small. So the first time that I was at this place was long before we actually started using it as a camp. That pier that's there, they used to bring in naval ships and dock them on that pier. So you know that that water is really deep. And the connections that are formed there are as deep as the water is. We were able to spend 2 days, well, three really, and we were able to see all of the ministers that we had worked with while we were in Albania, except for the one that lives in Brooklyn now. And we were able to connect with people that we hadn't seen for 9 years or more. So family camp is just that. It's preparing us to be a family. It's preparing us to have that longing instilled in us to be together. So who are Albert, Yona, Hosanna, Sophia, and Alora Chepi? Well, Albert and Yona, again, I'm going to have a slideshow going behind me. I'm not going to be able to keep up with this one. So Albert and Yona are the couple that we partnered with in ministry for 2 years while we lived in Korcha. They worked with us for the final 2 years of our seven. Albert and Yona were married on October 10th of 2010. And they were in school through the Sunset School of Preaching to learn about ministry at that point in time. Albert has a degree in counseling that he got from the university in Albania. And that is Abby and Hosanna, their oldest daughter. I did find some pictures of you guys. They spent 2 years, so from 2010 to 2012, they were in school doing the same training for ministry that people do when they go to Lubbock and study at Sunset. They were able to do that in Albania. And Allison and I were desperate to find a couple to work with us to be able to establish a minister in Korcha, because it's not possible for an American to carry a church in a foreign country. It's not healthy. The church is not going to look like it should most of the time if it's an American that's doing all of the lifting. That's them announcing Alora's coming. So we needed someone to work with us. We needed an Albanian who understood the language better than we ever could, who understood the culture better than we ever could, and who, while they were still going to be a foreigner, because in an Albanian city, if you didn't grow up there, you're always going to be an outsider. We learned that very well. Allison and I moved to a city. We'd been in the country for a year and a half. We moved to a city on the other side of the country, and we'd been there for now about 5 or 6 months, and we'd go out walking every day, and so the people that lived in the city didn't really look at us anymore. They just said, oh, that's the Americans. We had friends, Chimmy and a group from the city that we lived in to begin with, came up and visited us. They were all Albanian. We're like, this is going to be great. We're going to go out and we'll be able to just kind of walk around and nobody's going to pay any attention to us. And everybody was staring at the Albanians because they were foreigners. They weren't from the city. That was something that allowed us to work a little bit differently, because when we realized that it wasn't just that we were Americans, yeah, that was part of it, but anybody that's not from a place is seen differently. When we realize and we accept that our citizenship is in heaven first, we look different too. That's what causes people to look at us differently as we live our daily lives. So think about that. If you're living as Christ is calling us to live, we're going to look like foreigners. We're going to look like strangers. Are people looking at you in that way? Now, Albert and Yona came and they worked with us, and we labored side by side for 2 years. And it was two of the best years of ministry that I've enjoyed. don't make friends easily. I don't form deep relationships very quickly. Albert and I formed a friendship that I cherish till this day. I'm grateful for things like WhatsApp, where he can just send me a text message and say, I need to talk. And we can be talking to each other in a couple of minutes. Our goal when Albert and Yona moved to Korcha in 2012 was to establish them so that they weren't foreigners to Korcha anymore. Because Albert grew up about an hour and a half away from Korcha. And Yona was born and raised in a city that's about 3 hours away. Neither one of them had really any connection to the city. While we were there this summer, we went and had a coffee with Albert. And we'd wanted to go earlier in the day, but he said, I'm busy. I've got something I have to do in the morning. Okay. We're walking through the city. Somebody stops him and says, I saw you on TV this morning. He was interviewed. There were some things going on in the schools. And as a minister and as someone with a counseling degree, they were interviewing him about his thoughts on what's happening in Albanian schools. He's a fixture on the Christian radio station in Korcha now. He is connected with the police department there. The family has made itself a part of the community. They did exactly what we wanted. And it was awesome to see it. It was amazing to be able to see them working in a way that we had intended for them to be able to work. One of the hardest things is seeing that Yona is facing some pretty major health struggles. She's in the third stage of kidney failure. And they're in Italy right now actually trying to figure out exactly what's going on and how to best treat her problems, and they've been doing this now for almost 2 years. So this summer, while we were there, we didn't know, going to Albania, what our work was. We weren't sure what we were going to do this summer. We knew that we were going to visit people, but we didn't know why we were going, really, other than it was our 25th anniversary. We want the kids to have memories that are theirs, and we desperately missed people that were there. We got there, and Yona shares with us some things that they hadn't put in newsletters, things that they hadn't shared with people openly. And Allison and I both sat there and felt like we'd been punched in the gut, because it was some pretty hard stuff to hear. And we looked at each other, and we knew that our time was supposed to be building Albert and Yona up and helping them, because they were very close to burnout. When we got to Korcha, Albert was thinking about, I need to find a job in counseling. I need to find something that is not this, because this is not good for my family right now. They're still struggling, but he's focused and he's content right now in working just with the church, which is what we wanted when they came. So, what's with the lesson title? The lesson title, Us Being Among You, was not in vain. When we were in Albania, we started a ministry to the blind. Started a ministry to the blind because someone in that city behind Allison and I, who was blind, said, you know, there's a really underserved population here. The blind really don't have anywhere to go. It would be great if there was a church that was willing to help them. And so that person convinced Albert and I to start a blind ministry. The woman that you saw standing in that first picture was baptized while we were in Albania this summer. Her daughter was one of the first members of a blind ministry that we started. She was baptized almost 8 years ago. And she waited 8 years to see her mom baptized. That's something that's not in vain. We were blessed with starting a relationship. Hosanna was 2 years old when we left Albania. She's a year younger than Abby. They were able to rekindle that friendship this summer. We were able to meet with people and see things that amazed us. The member that helped us to start the blind ministry, Ani, he lost his dad earlier this year. And while I sent him money, that's the tradition. You go and you make a house visit, and they serve you a coffee, and you put money under the coffee cup to help cover the costs of funeral, to help cover the costs of a breadwinner for the family not being there anymore. And traditionally, how well you know the person dictates how much money you leave. The better you know them, the closer you are to them, the more money you're going to put under that coffee cup. And I wasn't able to go and do that. So we went with Albert, and we made a visit to their family, and we were able to make that gift in person, which was awesome. The thing that drives home that our time there wasn't in vain is not that. It's what happened afterward. It was our last night in Korcha, the last night that we were going to spend in that city. And as we walked from Ani's house, which was on one side of the city, we walked through the center to go and meet another couple for coffee. As we're walking, the kids loved this. First, we meet Hutti, who is the father of a couple that we knew while we were there. He's a shop owner. They sold produce and cheese. In fact, when we went back in 2016, we brought a wheel of cheese home with us from his shop. And he says, "Oh, you're here in Albania. You're here in Korcha. Can you come and eat with me? Can you come and see my wife and spend time with us?" And we had to say, we can't. We spent about 15 to 20 minutes talking with him, sharing with him, having him pinch the kids' cheeks and hug them. And we left him, and we started walking up the walk toward the center of the city again. And as we're walking, we met the owners of the building where the church is located in Korcha. One of their sons lives in Nevada, in Las Vegas. Another of their sons lives in Australia now. They had seen us earlier in the visit and asked us to come and visit them. And we just didn't, it never worked for us to do it. And they looked at us and they said to Allison and I, "What, you didn't have time to come and see the kids' grandparents while you were here?" And then they bought the kids ice cream, and we hugged. And we kept walking toward the place that we were going to have coffee with our friends, which was now about 10 minutes away, if that. And as we're walking, I'm looking, and I'm like, "Huh, that looks like..." Person walks past me, stops, turns around. Kevin was a member of the church who unfortunately is not attending anymore, but he was a veterinarian. He was a huge part of the ministry before we got to Korcha and a great friend to other missionaries that had been there before us. And as I talked with Ridvan, I just realized that what we did meant something to people. These are people, for the most part, that we hadn't seen for 9 years at least. What you do every day in your life here in America, as you live your life, as you work, as you share, is affecting people. How you live that life can show Christ to others. It can create a change in their life. Maybe it doesn't change them. Maybe they don't get to the point where they make that decision. Duthi, I don't think, will ever make the choice to become a Christian. I don't see him ever choosing to become a Christ follower. Ridvan, I don't think, is going to start going to church all of a sudden again and start worshiping. But people like Ariola, who's in that picture, who happened to be visiting from Germany, whose mother happened to live in the apartment building next to where our Airbnb was in Duras, a city of a couple hundred thousand, happened to be walking by the morning that we were leaving Albania. She was Allison's student when we lived in that city. God knows what we need. And at that moment in time, we needed to be reminded that what we had done wasn't in vain. So our trip to Albania was a great blessing for us. And I could talk about it for hours. I could show you pictures. But the biggest thing that I want you to get out of our trip to Albania is that even if you never leave Milwaukee, even if you never leave the States, your heart should feel like there's someplace else that you should be. There's someplace else that you want to be, because there are people there that you want to spend time with. That's what God is calling us to. He's calling us to his side. So as we live our lives here, build those relationships. Build the relationships that are hard. Build the relationships that maybe you don't see what the value is going to be in them in the long run. Don't worry about your social status. Don't worry about finances. Worry about where am I going and where are the people around me. I thank you. I thank the congregation for allowing us to have that time this summer. To describe it, I think the easiest thing to say is when we came back, I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel like I needed a vacation from the vacation that I just came back from. So as we think about that, think about the places that mean something to you, places that you love to be, and think about what makes those places that. It's the people. Doesn't matter where it is, it's the people that make a place special to you. Even if it's, I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, the California coast to me is beautiful. I grew up there. But it's not the coast itself, it's the people that are there. So hold that in your heart. Know that wherever you walk, what you're doing, if you're doing it for Christ, is not in vain. And he calls us all to go into all the world, whether it's our next door neighbor or someplace, some other country. We're all called to that. We're all called to share what's inside of us. We're all called to show the love that we have been blessed with. Thank you, Abby. So think about those places. Think about what it feels like to miss. Focus on that and focus on the blessing of God. If you don't have that feeling, because you're not a part of the body, if you're not a part of the family that God has created for us, I'd love to talk with you about it. I'd love to talk with you about baptism. I'd love to talk with you about what it means to be a Christ follower. And I know that Rex and Troy and Ken would love to have those conversations with people too. This is our walk. If you are a member of this body and you're hurting, let's pray. Let's sit down and talk. Let's have a coffee. That's what we do in Albania. Most of all, let's praise God together and thank Him for what He's done for us, for that feeling of longing for others, for the connection. Let's stand together and sing.